Friday morning. As for me, I call to God. The Lord will deliver me. You are my helper and my deliverer. O Lord, do not tarry. A reading. Can you imagine? For example, what the trees do, not only in lightning storms, or in the watery dark of a summer's night, or under the white nets of winter, but now, and now, and now, whenever we're not looking. Surely you can't imagine they don't dance, from the root up, wishing to travel a little, not cramped so much as wanting a better view, or more sun, or just as avidly more shade. Surely you can't imagine they just stand there, loving every minute of it, the birds or the emptiness, the dark rings of the year slowly and without a sound thickening, and nothing different unless the wind, and then only in its own mood, comes to visit. Surely you can't imagine patience and happiness like that. The Lord's Prayer. Heavenly Father, Heavenly Mother, holy and blessed is your true name. We pray for your reign of peace to come. We pray that your good will be done. Let heaven and earth become one. Give us this day the bread we need. Give it to those who have none. Let forgiveness flow like a river between us, from each one to each one. Lead us to holy innocence, beyond the evil of our days. Come swiftly, Mother, Father, come. For yours is the power and the glory and the mercy. Forever your name is all in one. Amen. The closing prayer. Holy One, We give you thanks for this week of sacred time, of blessed company, of glorious creation. Help us carry this vision of life and joy with us, so that others may also know deep and abiding peace. Amen. May you hear today the song of God's grace unfolding, the music of the world's becoming, the beating of God's own heart in, with, and under all creation.